Once again, we say thank you. Give all the glory and honor. Lord, we bless your name. What an amazing grace, Lord. The Lord has seen us, oh God, through last week, oh God. And Father, how this morning, oh, we see ourselves once again, Lord, in your presence, Lord, to begin the week, oh God. There's no better place, as the prophet said, than in the house of God. Hallelujah. And it's just grace that, Lord, you have called us this morning to be in your presence, Lord. So, Father, we come with all humility, with all reverence, Lord. We just humble ourselves, and we want to sit at your feet, O God. The Lord, for our Sunday school, you are the teacher, you are the author of your word. Lord Jesus, come. Take your place, Lord. As we sit at your feet, Lord, minister your word to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yes, we are continuing with our studies. the beginning of the Antichrist spirit and how it became something else, as it became the beast. So we went through the opening of the seals. We are on the third seal, but let's read something from the second seal, and then we can continue from there. So we turn to Revelation 6, 3 and 4. As the second seal. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. May we be seated. So just to run through what we have already studied, we all saw how the Antichrist spirit, as the first, the white horse rider, the prophet says the Antichrist spirit. When he took the white horse, he went conquering and to conquer, and he went nowhere but to Rome. Amen. And we find out that Satan always wants to raise a standard. When God has raised his own standard, Satan also wants to raise his own. Praise the Lord. So we all know that Jerusalem is the place where the apostles started the first church. Amen. And we know also that it's Jerusalem, the city. That's where we are going. But Satan wants to draw the attention of the people to another place. So when this spirit, the white horse rider, the Antichrist spirit, he said he went conquering and to conquer. And the prophet said he went nowhere but to Rome. The purpose of what? To raise his own standard. So that he can draw the attention of the people that look to Rome. That's where the church is. Praise God. So, we saw that the Nicolaitan, the Antichrist, he had finally, when he went to Rome, he finally, that spirit finally incarnate in a man. Amen. As we read the other day, that the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life, as from Jesus Christ. And the words that Satan also speak is also what? Spirit. And they are life. They are death. Sorry. Amen. His own is death. It's a spirit, and his own is what? Death. Praise the Lord. So we saw that this spirit incarnate in a man. You see, the words just started as what? From the church of Ephesus, as a saying that someone spoke something that let us do it this way. It's a spirit. And then that spirit gradually took over someone. That's why we've always been saying that our children, let's speak what? Oracles and the word of God. And then it will incarnate in them. And that word will be their life. You see. So this Antichrist spirit incarnate in a man. And so the prophet said, a council was held and they elected a head bishop. So now he has become a head bishop. And by doing that, he said they united the church and the state together in Rome. They united the church and the state together. Now it has taken up what? Some kind of a political stand now. So there he was crowned. Amen. So the prophet said he dropped his bow. You know, when he was on the white horse, he had a bow. Praise the Lord. And then later he was crowned. So he said he dropped the bow and he got off the white horse and he got on the red horse, for he can kill anybody that doesn't agree with him. Amen. So the prophet said, now we find out he unites his power. Then he becomes state and church. He forms his own religion. You get the point? The prophet said he forms his own religion. You get it? So now he's raising Rome as another place of what? Another place of worship. And now he can do whatever he wants to. Then he has the right to put to death whosoever will not agree with him. And when you look at the church age, that was what? The Dark Ages. The Dark Ages. He said he did it to the true saints of the living God who kept the word and wouldn't agree with him on his dogma. He put them to death. Praise the Lord. If you read, that was somewhere, Pergamos. See, those dark ages started from the later part of Smyrna, the second church age, and then through Pergamos. That was the time Antipas was martyred. Praise the Lord. See, that's the dark age. Who is going to say anything to him? The church can't say anything. He is the head of the church. The state can't say anything. He is the head of it. So they died by their millions as the true believers who would not accept the dogma. They died in their millions. And all them little churches, brother, they were busted up and killed and murdered, fed to lions and everything else because they stood their ground. God bless them. Amen. God bless them. In the face of death, they never denounced the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They chose rather to what? To die. Amen. So now, let's come to the third horse rider. We have done all this. I've just read through to put you online. Last week or last 2 weeks, we did that. So let's quickly go to the third seal. So let's open to Revelation 6, 5, and 6. It's very, the prophet really gave a true picture of everything. Amen. So, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hath not the oil and the wine." Amen. Very powerful, my brother. So, the prophet said, now John sees him on a black horse. He changed something else. Listen closely. He said he changed something else. He changed his ministry. Amen. He changed his ministry here. First, the second horse rider, he was what? Killing. Praise God. Destroying the believers. Now he changed his ministry. So now his great power comes. He was made the vicar of heaven. He had been made what? The vicar of heaven. And worshipped as God. Ruler of the earth. By uniting the church and the state together, made him ruler on earth, gave him a crown over that. And so now, the prophet said he could pray for the souls out of purgatory. And we got to pay for it. Praise the Lord. We got to pay for it. Now he can see, maybe your, excuse me, say, oh no, okay, let me refer to myself. Maybe my family man dies, and he was a very wicked man. So I can go to the vicar and say, I want my man, I know he's in hell, so I want him to come to heaven so he can pray. You pay for it, and then he prays and tell you that now he has been taken away from hell. He's now in heaven. My, praise the Lord. Whew. So he said he could pray for the souls out of purgatory. He could also, see, that he was just like God on earth, as instead of God. Said he has started riding his riding him in the time of the Dark Ages. That's what the dark horse represent. The Dark Ages. For it was a time of midnight to the true believers that were left. That was left. Watch now in that church age, that middle church age, Dark Ages. Watch how he says, "You just have a little strength." And it was a midnight for the true believers. Now he's going to talk about the pair of balances that was he was holding. that his balances or his scale in his hand, calling out a measure of wheat for a penny and 3 measures of barley for a penny. The prophet said, wheat and barley are natural stuff of life. That's what bread and stuffs made from. But you see, he was charging for this. He was charging for this. What does it mean? He was charging his subjects for the kind of the hope of life that he was sending out to them, making them pay for prayer, charging for prayer. They still do it. Amen. They have what they call novena. Novena. It's in Italian language, nove, that means nine. Novena. Novena, that means for 9 days, you got to be what? They, kind of, they put you into a kind of prayers and all those of things and whatever you need, you only way you pay for it. Praise the Lord. See. The prophet said, what was he doing? Capturing the wealth of the world. The scale weighing out a measure of wheat for a penny and 3 measures of barley for a penny. That's what it stands. That's your selling what? You see, the prophet said, wheat and barley stands for what? Something like food, eh? Natural food. Hmm? But in the spiritual, that means he's selling spiritual, what he thinks that is spiritual, what hopes he's giving to his, he was selling those. Yeah, you had to pay for it. And the prophet said he was doing what? He was gathering money. Hmm? So that's why Rome is so very rich. Eh? So you had to pay for it. He said, the rider on a black horse, he was stripping his subjects of their money. Mm-hmm. And now notice, do you see where that old money taken in church comes from? You know, now, many churches, especially these new time Pentecostals and charismatic churches and all those of things. See the way how, I know, I've been there before. I know how it is. Today, there is going to be, the Holy Ghost has come and special prayer. Those who are ready to pay 500, stand here, 200 here, 100 here. Oh my, yes. They do it now. So the prophet is saying that you see where taking of money from in the church comes from. See, the daughters are doing it. See? The hallow, the daughters are doing the same thing. Praise the Lord. See, that's where it comes from. To build an organization, collecting the money to build organization and big something. You see what the mother of it is? He's the mother of it. He introduced that kind of word. Taxing the congregation, siphoning their monies. You see? So he's the mother of it. That's what the prophet says. You see what the mother of it is? Get away from that stuff. See? He was charging for that kind of life that he was giving to his subjects. Charging for prayers by the priests to pay people out of purgatory. See? Who pay? I will just pray you will come out from hell and you will be in heaven. See? And they were paying penance, charging for penance. Or if you yourself, you see that you have done something really atrocious and you want forgiveness, you go, you pay, and you will be prayed for, and you are forgiven. Hmm? Somebody have to charge for that, bringing the wealth of the world to him into the church itself. And he still, listen closely here, because later we will understand it. He is still riding. Oh, sure, he is. Yes, still riding. Praise the Lord. That's the third horse rider. Now, you see, what we read, he was charging. Then, whilst he was going, a voice came out from the midst of the throne, calling after him, a measure of wheat for a penny, a 3 measure of barley for a penny. Then he said what? Watch, you don't, oh, where's my paper here? Yeah. He said, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, a measure of wheat for a penny, and a 3 measure of barley for a penny. See thou hast not the oil and the wine. Amen. Amen. See, whilst he was going, a voice called out after him. Yes, you are doing what you want to do, but the wine, the oil and the wine, see, you don't touch them. Praise the Lord. My brother, that's the time we are in. Amen. We see, we will come to, next week we will come to the oil and the wine. Praise the Lord. We are the oil and the wine. Amen. Now, see, before the dark ages, how he was killing the people. How dare you, like me, standing here, or any of us standing here, to say something against what? Rome? Oh, no, 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 you can't do it. Praise the Lord. You can never do it. But today, he has been warned. Don't touch them. That's why we can preach the truth without fear. It is here in the word of God. But the time has not yet come when he mounts the pale horse. By that time, we shall read everything. When we come to the fourth reason, the church is already gone. So, as the prophet said, he's still riding now. Still riding now. The warning is still holding. Don't touch the oil. Praise the Lord. And the wine, don't touch them. That's why persecution, though at places it has happened, but from him himself, he cannot do anything because of this word, this order that came from the midst of the throne of God. Amen. Amen. That's real power. My brother, the word of God is true. Amen. His time has not yet reached. He has not yet mounted what? The pale horse yet. The prophet said he's still riding what? The black horse, still riding with the balance, selling, doing everything, but don't touch the oil and the wine. Amen. That's why we have that kind of authority to preach the word, the truth, so that the true bride will be gathered together to for the flight before he comes and take his place. Amen. Do you love him? So next week, Lord willing, we will come to know who are the oil and the wine true, and then you see how that we are really the oil and the wine, being stimulated by the word of God. Praise the Lord. Shall we bow our eyes? Our dear Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the prophet, Lord. Oh, yes. With all this, oh God, how could we have known? But Lord, we thank you that you have known us even before the foundation of the world. And that, Lord, you have already predestinated us, Lord, to know all these things, oh God. We thank you. We bless you now, committing the rest of the worship and praises, Lord, into your hands as the musicians, the song leader comes. Father, we commit them into your hands, commit our instruments, our lips, our hearts, everything, oh God. We want to worship you this morning, to lay the foundation, oh God, to lay the atmosphere for your word, oh God, to come in. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.